Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hi, everybody. Again, this is Paul Lisnick behind the curtain. And ordinarily, we look at theatrical productions in the city. But today, we're going to stretch the word art a little bit so that it includes chocolate. And why not? Because chocolate actually can be quite artistic, as I'm sure most of you know. But we're talking about it because it is the focus of a very famous event in this city, the 24th year of the World of Chocolate, which exists to benefit the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. And let's meet some of the folks planning it and maybe even serving some chocolate at the event as well. First of all, joining me is August Spree, who has been the senior manager of special events for AIDS Foundation Chicago for a couple of years now. So, August, you're kind of wearing the big hat for making this event successful, right?
Yes, I'm very excited. Thank you for having us.
And I did, when we were planning this, I said, oh, this year I want to talk to somebody who's like playing with chocolate. And so, Chef Blake, you are joining us, and you are known, of course, for your famous Steel City Bakery. So welcome. You've got your chef toque. Do we call that a toque, I think that is?
Yeah, well, it's a jacket, you know. I like the word toque.
I do too. I thought I was being like all authentic and official and everything. The World of Chocolate is going to be February 27th. It's going to happen at Artifact Events. That's a really cool place. I think that used to be the old Architectural Artifacts location, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's an amazing place. Oh, I spent so much time, and now I know it's become an event space. That's at 4325 Ravenswood. We'll talk more about that. I'm actually going to come to you, Chef, first, if you don't mind. Can you talk about what kind of chocolate do you work with? And people who come to this event on February 27th, what are they going to get to sample from you?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of different types of chocolate. There's tempered chocolate, melted chocolate, sculpted chocolate. I like to sculpt a lot of different things. So I like to turn regular chocolate into a modeling clay and kind of sculpt it, right? In the past, I've done lots of different sculptures from anime characters to realistic people to animals. And so even at World of Chocolate in the past events, I've even ranged from the different types of desserts, from Palm and Fritz to almost like a margarita type of bonbon to, I think originally I started off doing mango chocolate bars. That were infused with like a hemp oil, you know, for those.
Yeah, well, I've tasted. Yeah. You mean you can make a chocolate Paul? I never knew that.
I can make a chocolate Paul. I can make it exactly like however you want it to. You know?
Oh my God, I love that. Let's design one of those. August, we need some history. 24 years. So for anybody watching us who said, I've never heard of this event, first of all, shame on you. But secondly, that's fine because you're not too late. You can go this year. Talk a little bit about, do we even know, like 24 years ago, who came up with this idea or why they came up with the idea of saying, let's tie chocolate to this because it's incredible.
Yeah. You know what? I do not know who initially came up with the idea, but it became a way to bring people in the community together, not just the AIDS Foundation Chicago community, but also chefs, chocolatiers, and other folks that are around the Chicagoland area that are doing magical things. And it's not only people that typically work with chocolate. We have three categories. So we have sweet, savory, and libation. Mm-hmm. And so there are very unexpected combinations. If I'm giving little tiny giveaways, we have mezcal involved in one of the stations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's like, this is a chance for these chefs and chocolatiers to have fun and do something a little different. They're providing a little taste. And then everyone who is in attendance, so we usually have over 1,000 people there, are also casting their votes for People's Choice Award. And then judges, as you have been at past events, are able to also vote on best in categories.
You know what I love about my job? I have to taste everything.
Yeah.
So I've got to go. So you see, Chef Blake, it means I got to taste what you're doing, whatever. And it's amazing. And by the way, I don't want to give things away either, but I think it's worthwhile. This is not like, oh, let's go have a Hershey bar. I mean, Hershey bars, I love Hershey bars. I'm not putting that down. But what I'm saying is that's not really what we're talking about. Although in the past, Walgreens has been there, so they have stuff. But you know, I'm talking about There have been people who are doing chocolate dipped ribs. And I mean, there, it's just, there isn't anything as far as your mind can go that you go, wow, they've just brought chocolate into this. Some of the finest hotels and the finest chocolatiers. And Chef Blake, let me just ask you, because you do a lot of these kinds of events. Is there something special about taking part in this world of chocolate events? Something special for you when you do this?
Absolutely. When I think about what it is like to take a part of this event, I really think about the give back, right? It's a community event. It really supports a lot of things, right? So there's everyone that, like, when you think about the AIDS Foundation of Chicago, you think about the community that impacts, you know, we all may know someone, whether or not it's open or not, that may be afflicted by, you know, this ailment or disease or however one categorizes it. But it really just to be able to give back and to be creative in a way that is impactful and to impact a lot of people, that's really important. You know, and it's near and true to my heart. I like to give back. So when I do it in a way that's going to affect a lot of communities. So.
And I agree with you. And I, in fact, August, let me come to you because, I mean, there are people, and it's just about being uninformed, but there are people who think that AIDS is eradicated, that it's not around, or that HIV doesn't exist anymore. Can I turn you into a doctor for just a moment and, and just kind of fill us in? Let people know the reality of this. This is not a crisis that has passed, although there are better ways of treating it for sure.
Yes, there are better ways of treating it. AIDS Foundation Chicago, our main focus is making sure people have access to that healthcare. So anyone who is living with HIV can get the care that they need. And one of the top ways that we do that is actually providing stable housing, because that's one of the main ways that people fall out of their regular healthcare. So that was something that actually was new to me when I came on to AIDS Foundation. I did not realize that we provided housing for folks, which is a huge part of what we do, in addition to making sure they have access and education on the healthcare that is available to them for prevention and also for, you know, living with HIV.
Now, while I cover politics on television, I'm not turning this political, but I do want to ask you this question, which is, we're seeing a lot of cuts from the administration to a lot of areas. Has AIDS Foundation Chicago, were you on the hit list? Are you still getting all the funding that you might otherwise get?
Well, I am authorized to say that we are leaning on the community to continue to support one another in our efforts, that we don't want to cut back on the way that we are supporting the community. And so these fundraisers like AIDS Run and Walk, which happens in the fall, and then World of Chocolate, which is happening now, these are even more important than they were before.
And by the way, this isn't like a chicken feed that you're raising, because my understanding is over the years this has been going on since the inception, you've raised over $7 million with this event.
Yes, correct. Yes. And there are many ways. So you know, buying a ticket and attending is one way to help support. But then once you're there, there are a lot of other smaller donation points that you can get involved in. And I know that you've been in the past, but we've also added a refresh to the event this year. So there's a couple of new things that are going to be really fun. One being we have a station called Paint the Skyline. Mm-hmm. So we have a local artist who created a stylized version of the Chicago skyline. And you get to donate $10 or $15 and grab a paintbrush and add to that piece.
Oh, so now I think the artist is Emma Lyons, right?
Yes.
But so I thought that we would make a donation, then Emma would draw something. You're saying we would actually get to do that?
Yes, all the guests get to contribute to the art piece. It's in three parts.
Wow. So Chef Blake, you can kind of make a chocolate Paul and put it on this.
I was just thinking that. Right? I was like, how creative is that? Maybe I'll make something. Right,
I mean, now. I'll be bidding on that, because by the way, then the art piece comes up for bid, right, August?
Correct.
Okay. By the way, I'll stay with you, August, while we're in the middle of what else goes on. My favorite, one of the things that I watch people do, are the punch boards. Can you just really explain real quick what those punch boards are all about?
Yes, that's one of my favorites. So that's kind of, our events are famous for having that punch board at them. It's anyone who, I feel like I'm showing my age here, but anyone who remembers The Price is Right, you know, where they have.
Oh, it's still on. Board.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I grew up watching that. So it's a big wall with like paper holes, kind of, you know, that you can punch through, and they're all different denominations. So if you donate, say, $250, then you get to go up to that $250 section of holes and punch through whichever one, you know, catches your eye, and you're going to win a prize that's at that value or greater. And so it's a really fun way to be able to donate and get a prize. It's a little more fun than just a standard silent auction,
Yeah.
and people always look forward to it. We always sell out of it completely.
You know, I'm noticing when you talk about that, Jeff, like you seem to be sort of nodding in other words, you know about this stuff. Are you sneaking away from your table and playing with this other stuff
Yeah,
too?
Absolutely.
You're not standing there like going, oh, I didn't know that goes on.
Oh, no, it's important, right? So because it's a community event, I always have people that I have that participate in other programs, whether or not it's my meal prep program, and they come out and help. And so I'm able to sneak away and mingle, right? Network, donate, you know.
Yeah,
may have
good.
Punched a few boards too, you know. I may have won a couple of awards, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
So, yeah. So,
and have you ever done the balloon drop? Because we'll need August to explain the balloon drop to us.
That's brand new. So that my colleague Michael came up with that idea, where instead of just a standard balloon drop, you know, at the end of the night, we're actually having that be collaborative as well. So the net that's holding all of the balloons, you can donate, grab a balloon, and then we have markers where you can dedicate your donation to a loved one who's been affected in the community, and then add that to the net. So at the end of the night, when we drop all the balloons, it's actually a collaborative effort honoring the community.
So cool. And Chef Blake, by the way, there's something in it for you as well, because those of us, when we're judging and the people's vote are judging, there are awards given. So can you tell us what award are you after when you do this thing?
Yeah. So, you know, in the past, I've won Best Chocolate Sculpture. You know,
of course you did.
I'm a creative. But I want that People's Choice Award. You know, that,
yes.
that has slipped my hand, you know, a couple of times. And I've gotten around and I've tasted some of these dishes and they're delicious, you know. So, I mean, I can see why. But, I mean, this year, I think it's all me.
I like that. That's a good goal.
And Chef, my experience too is this is just so much fun. It's not a matter of here, you know, patron, take one of these and go. You engage with people. I mean, this is just a social evening as well between the chefs, and we're getting to talk to you and learn.
Absolutely. And it's unlike any other event, because otherwise you wouldn't get to get the interpersonal connection with the chefs, right? Or from those hotels and from, you know, there's award-winning chefs there. There are very notable people that are there. You want to come out. You want to have a good time. You want to support. You want to taste all the deliciousness. You want to vote for Chef Blake and Steel City Bakery. You know?
Hey, listen, if I judge and you make a poll, I'm going to fix the vote. So
Okay, look, so whoever comes and you see a little paw there, don't be surprised.
Yes. That gets the vote. And by the way, as much as you're my favorite, but you're not the only chocolatier, August, how many are going to be there?
We have 15 chocolatiers this year, plus some chef stations, a whiskey tasting station from Uncle Nearest,
right,
specialty mezcal tasting as well. So, yeah, lots going
I remember,
on.
There's cognac sometime, right?
We don't have cognac this
not
year.
Not this year. Okay, but that's good. It's different every year. That's the point. We need to do some different things. Okay, so people who are watching us want to know how they can go. Here's the good news. No, you don't go to Chef Blake and hand him $20 to get a piece of it. You're going to just enjoy it because you'll buy a ticket ahead of time, which gets you into the event. August, how do we get tickets?
Tickets are available at aidschicago.org/chocolate. Very easy. And we still have tickets available for VIP and general admission. VIP, just there's an extra area, there's an additional bar, there is a specialty tasting in there that's not available. But general admission still gets you plenty of things to do and taste and, you know, experience.
Yeah, the VIP thing is so much fun too. Sometimes I sneak out till they throw me out and just get to kind of, no, I'm kidding, but just to kind of see what's going on. It's really just such an amazing evening. It's truly one of the best evenings in the city, and for an incredible cause to help AIDS Foundation Chicago, because yes, it still matters.
Yes.
And we have to make a difference. Chef Blake, August, thank you so much. This will be just a great event. I can't wait for it. It is going to be February 27th. It's a Friday night. What better to do after work on Friday than to attend the World of Chocolate benefiting the Ames Foundation of Chicago.
And you know what? We have an after party scheduled at Nobody's Darling.
Oh.
I love that place.
All right. And then we're all going to crash at Chef Blake's apartment. So I'm ready
to go. Exactly. It's a Friday night. We can keep it rolling.
All right. Thank you, guys. I so appreciate you being with me. Thanks to our viewers as well for watching us here. We'll see you next week on Behind the Curtain. Bye-bye.